My deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are 2 years in to what has been just a miserable, miserable time in our country. A guy that has watched this, he's had a ringside seat for this, is Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. He was on with Hannity last night. In fact, let's go to cut four real quick, talking about the economic downturn. He had a chance to witness this thing firsthand, and that the downturn came quickly under Joe Biden. Listen to this.
The only surprise to me, Jim Jordan, is how quickly it happened. I predicted this would all happen,
yeah.
But it's how fast things have literally spiraled downward. And I don't see that they're making any move to make any course correction at all.
How fast it got this bad and all the ridiculous things that the Democrats say. You said it best. First, Democrats can't define what a woman is. Now they can't define what a recession is. And here's the point, Sean. If it's not going to happen, why do you have to redefine it? If we're not really going to have a recession, why do you care about the definition or changing the accepted definition? But the American people get it. They know they have less gas in their car, less money in their wallet, less freedom. And that's why, we've talked about this many times, that's why I think they're fixing to make a big change come this November.
Wow. Wow. He's had a chance to witness this big red wave from his perch in Congress. And he gets back home to Ohio on a regular basis. And I'm going to tell you something. I think there's something going on. And I think all the money being spent. In fact, I want you to look back at 2016 and how much money Hillary and Democrats spent. And it had to be 2-1, 3-1, something like that. They spent tons more than Donald J. Trump did. Or the Republicans. I'll just tell you, they did. You could see it on TV every night. And I think that same thing is starting to happen here. I really honestly believe it. That if you watch TV or you listen to radio, you're going to hear a lot more Democrat dollars being spent than Republican dollars. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Small business owner, would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. In a move that was expected, the Federal Reserve hiked interest rates by 0.75%.
in the latest push to tame inflation, stabilize the economy, and ease the pressure on families and businesses nationwide. We have details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The rate increase is the fourth hike this year and matched a similarly aggressive move last month. Inflation has continued to climb, with the Russian invasion of Ukraine adding pressure to prices and global economic activity, according to a statement released with the Fed's rate hike decision. Interest rates are the Fed's most important tool for combating inflation, now at a 40-year high. Higher rates make a range of lending, including mortgages and business loans, more expensive and are designed to cool demand in the economy. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at townhall.com, in an interview, National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says the Pacific Northwest won't get a reprieve from the heat wave until the weekend.
By late in the weekend to early next week, it looks like temperatures will cool back off closer to normal. So until Saturday or so, folks in the Pacific Northwest should see a continued record high temperatures.
Meanwhile, firefighters have made more progress against a huge California forest fire that forced evacuations of thousands and has destroyed 41 homes and other buildings near Yosemite National Park. Officials say crews battling the Oak Fire in Mariposa County are getting a break from increased humidity levels. After minimal growth on Monday and overnight, the blaze has now consumed more than 28 square miles of forest land. It's 26% contained. The cause of that blaze, which started last Friday, is under investigation. Stocks higher after the Fed decision today. The Dow is up 434 points. The NASDAQ closed 469 higher. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercial.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
It's 104, and this is your KMTQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas.
Now, some Nevada Republicans are crossing party lines to support the Democratic incumbent Attorney General Aaron Ford in his reelection bid. The group called Republicans for Ford include former State Senate Majority Leader Michael Roberson and former State GOP Chairwoman Amy Tarkanian. The more than one dozen Nevada GOP members are throwing their support behind Ford in his reelection battle against Attorney Sigal Chadha, who says the endorsements do not concern her. Well, everybody is back to work today because nobody matched all six numbers in last night's $830 million Mega Millions lottery. Friday's estimated jackpot is expected to top more than $1 billion. The jackpot is so huge because nobody has picked all six numbers since April 15th, tax time.
29 consecutive drawings without a big winner. Now, one California ticket did match five of the six numbers, winning $2.9 million with five out of the six. The odds of winning Friday's jackpot, 1 in 302.5 million.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
That cruiser cleaning up an earlier incident. Multi-vehicles involved there on the Beltway 215 eastbound. That's at the 15 interchange. And do remember those lane restrictions as you work your way into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. That is 515 westbound at Eastern Avenue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Wednesday, a hump day. It's getaway day for me. I'm going to be out a couple of days moving. I'm not moving far. I'm moving about 5 minutes away, but I've got the big move, furniture and everything going in tomorrow, and I'll be back on Monday. Filling in for me will be Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group and the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party, and Pat Casale joins us. Pat, we got some bad news. I remember on the day after Election Day talking with everybody about how we needed unity, and that I didn't fear what was going to happen in the primary election on June 14th. I worried what would happen on June 15th. Would we be united? And it turns out that my worst nightmares are true, because now we've got a Nevada Republican group that is endorsing Democratic Attorney General Aaron Ford over a right-wing nominee by the name of Sigal Chatta. That's the headline in the RJ. Take us behind the scenes. What is going on out there?
The truth be told, you now know the truth that we've always known all along. Michael Roberson, Tax Hike Mike, has always been a rhino. He's been a closet Democrat. Now he's out in full force. He's always a Democrat. And Amy Tarkanian, what surprises you? The interesting thing is, it wouldn't surprise me if Danny now runs as a Democrat. If they were smart, she should run, because she's always been a Democrat. Okay, she has never been a true Republican. When she stepped down as state chairman back in the day, she did that because she was embarrassed to have the worst Republican caucus in American history. It took 5 days to count the votes for the primary. You're talking about somebody who has never been a supporter of the party. And frankly, if you look at the Tarkanians, both her and her husband, who's been more responsible for placing Democrats into office more than them? Not even Reid could claim the successes that the Tarkanians have all this time. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's true. And all you're doing now is seeing the truth. She's called people in her new county rednecks and white supremacists. That's the chat from the left. She, right away, she's talking about being the racist up there. So what did you expect? So the best part about what's happening is they're not really a Republican group. They're truly Democratic. You're going to support a guy like Aaron Ford, who doesn't support law enforcement, doesn't support the Second Amendment. So she is out. She's being called out for what she is. And Roberson, the proof's in the pudding. That's why after he got blown out of the water, he got crushed again when he ran for lieutenant governor. He's been a fraud for years. The largest tax hike in Nevada history, and he was the orchestrator. He wrote it.
Well, and he's the one that shepherded it through the legislative process. It was astounding to me. What is it they have against Sigal Chadha?
She's a Republican. She's a conservative, and they're not. Listen, the problem in Nevada has been for the longest time. You hear the word rhino, and I hate it, but it's true. We have a lot of candidates out there that have run as Republicans. I have nothing against Patsy, who ran against me in the primary for public administrator. But if you check out her record, she was a Democrat the last two elections that she ran. But she ran as a Republican because she figured nobody in the Republican Party was going to run. We both filed the last minute. Now, she's running as a Republican, but she's not a Republican. That's the issue. And that's where Democrats are smarter than the Republicans. They run as Republicans because, and then Republicans just back away and let them go. And then when they get elected, they want to complain. And that's the Republican problem in Nevada. We got to get out there and vote in November. If we stay home and let Democrats control the state, like Sisolak and everybody, we're in trouble. And if you look at Sisolak's numbers right now, he's up by 2%. He's an incumbent. That means he's losing. And Joe Lombardo hasn't even campaigned yet. Wait till he takes off the gloves. You got to remember one thing. They got more money on the other side than we do. So we have to be frugal. And he still only has a 2-point lead. That should tell you that we have a legitimate chance from the top of the ticket all the way down to sweep and make Nevada red. The key is, are any of these red people really blue?
Now, a lot of people would say, well, what is the party doing? Can't they discipline their own when people step out of line like this?
Stay tuned. I believe you're going to find many people who the turncoats will now be, all the Benedict Arnolds are going to pay the price. Unlike the true Benedict Arnold, we're going to get even with all these people. And let me tell you right now, Danny Tarkanian's smart. He becomes a registered Democrat and try to run in a Democratic office. And as a Republican, I pray to God he does, because that means that's another red seat we could take in the state of Nevada.
Wow. Has there been any? I haven't seen anything from Danny. Is there anything from Danny? I've gotten a lot of the tweets from Amy, but I have yet to see anything from Danny. Has Danny commented publicly on this?
Not to my knowledge, other than this. We know who wears the pants in the family.
Wow.
Let me say this to you. Every time you see, you know what? There have been so many people that I've been involved with the Republican Party that disappointed me over the last decade. And it's all the same. And they're all the same minions that suck up to Amy like she's something special because they see her on Newsmax, etc. Let me just tell you right now, what they don't know is she absolutely pays to be on those channels. She's got an agent that does that. I know that for a fact. So she's not like a paid consultant for all these networks. She's not a pundit. And the truth be told is now she is proven to be who she's always been, a Democrat. And you know what? We got to get rid of and purge the party of all the trash that's in this party. The people that say they're Republican but really are Democrats. And it's unfortunate because we've had a few people who got beaten in very tight races this past primary that were true Republicans against people that were not true Republicans, that did not support the MAGA movement, as they want to call it. You know, let me tell you right now, making America great, if that's a problem for anybody, leave the country. Okay? Why do we want to live in a third world country? We allow them to do what they're doing. We're going to end up having food shortages. We'll be Venezuela. We'll be Ghana. We'll be Sri Lanka. Is that what we really want? The left has proven themselves to be an utter failure from Sisolak to the White House. Sisolak's not even a man. He follows the lead of the schmuck in California. Okay? That's why if Sisolak would have been the blue dog that we thought him to be, guess what? He would have been a great governor, did his job. He would have been a blue dog, and everybody wins. The problem on the left is they are totally 100% partisan, and they don't want to reach across the aisle. If the Democrats were smart, they'd go to Joe Manchin and beg him to run for president, because he's the only Democrat that could get support nationally.
I always thought, and you've been a part of this game for a while, that the time that you iron these things out is during the primary, and then you let the people decide who they want to follow. Sigal Chadha won by what, 11 points? I mean, that's a pretty substantial win in a primary, is it not?
Well, when you really think about it, it's a landslide. When you win, when your opponent ends up with 39 and you end up with 50-51. Sigal has got a pair at woman. She's a tough fighter. She is a warrior, okay? Let me tell you right now, Sagal Chadha is really for the people. You're talking about somebody who comes from a country of Israel, has become an American citizen, has proven the American dream is something that can be accomplished. She's a single mom. She kicks ass, this woman, okay? I've traveled around and I've listened to her speak. And let me tell you right now, you cross her, you're going to pay a price. And I don't mean politically. I'm talking about if you have a governor, regardless of the Republican or Democrat, who does not do the things the right way, she's going to step up and say, uh-uh. And she is for the people. She really did fight for the people. And I'm sorry, but Aaron Ford, self-serving? Aaron Ford, his employer, is the Eaglet firm, okay? All they're concerned about is the money that the county is going to get and the state's going to get for drugs. And let me tell you, that's why he ran. And that's why other hand-picked people were chosen by the Eaglet firm to run in Nevada, because they want to be involved with all that money. There's a lot of money to be played with. And so that's another problem. And if you compare their dossier, there's no comparison between Sagal Chadha and Aaron Ford. Aaron Ford has had more problems with law, et cetera. You don't see any criminal charges ever against Sagal. She's never been arrested. She does the job the right way. And she believes in one thing. You want to be successful, you work hard. And that woman puts her nose to the grindstone. And I'm going to sit here and tell you, I know Sagal, more of an acquaintance. I don't know her that well. But, man, let me tell you right now, if I were going to court, I want her on my team.
Yeah. Now the question is, will the state party have any role in this when you say that we're going to get even, that we'll settle scores and all of that kind of thing? Is that something the state party will be involved in, Michael McDonald will be involved in?
Let's put it this way. The hammer of Thor is about to get lambaste the enemy. And I'm here to tell you, Michael McDonald, I haven't talked to him today, but I'm going to tell you what Michael McDonald. He likes to make peace and be friendly with everybody. But when you cross the party, and now that he's got the proof, it's over. And the party is going to come down hard, not only in the state, not only in the counties, on a national level. Okay? So basically what just happened is Amy just basically put herself in a position to be a permanent Democrat. She'll sit there and say, "Oh, I'm red." Yeah, you're a Republican. Let me tell you right now, what you should do, if I were you, Kevin, you should sit down with her one day in a private manner and just have over cocktails and see where it goes.
Wow, this is incredibly disappointing to me, but I'm going to tell you, I worry about this. We've all been talking about the big red wave that's coming. But it's not going to happen if we're not united. And I don't know how
it's coming, though. It's going to come. You know why? Think about it, Kevin. This is the best news possible. It came out now. It comes out now. So people realize from Jump Street who they really are. That's the best part about it. Amy essentially has ended what everybody knew but was afraid to ask, that she is, in fact, a Democrat, along with a lot of these other John Porter, bunch of these people. They've never been truly Republican. They've all self-serving. Every one of these clowns, including Roberson, by the way, when he was up in Carson City, as long as his law firm got business because of his position, guess what? He got a bigger piece of the pie. So, I mean, they're all self-serving. And that's exactly the Democratic way. They're not out for the Nevadans. If they were, things wouldn't be what they are. You know, the fact that Sisolak the other day is claiming, look at the success. Everybody, the people that were out of work are finally back to work. That had nothing to do with him. The casino. What could the casinos do when they had record profits keeping their work staff out of work? Okay? And then what happens when California wears masks? Will Sisolak turn around and say, "Oh, we have to wear masks again? Are we looking at another potential shutdown?" We need leadership. Let me tell you right now, I know a lot of people want to complain. "Oh, Lombardo this, Lombardo that." Lombardo's got a repair. He's tough. Okay? He's a sheriff. He understands law and order. And I'm going to tell you right now, we got to get out there and vote in Republicans. And if those Republicans do not do what they say they're going to do and they don't act like Republicans, then we get their butts out of office, whether it's a recall or we vote them out during another election. But it's time for us to be tough. Look what they're doing to Trump and the January 6th committee. This is an outrage to the United States. And people say, "Oh, look how guilty he is." How can you say say he's not guilty when you only hear one side of the story? How come the Secret Service, who said the three agents that were in that vehicle, claim that that never happened? How come they haven't testified? See, this is all we are turning our country into a propaganda machine like the Nazi Germany.
No, you know what it's becoming? It's becoming like a banana republic, where there's no cross-examination, there's no exculpatory evidence being dredged up by the January 6th committee. It's horrible to think about this happening in America, but it's being done in daylight, with the entire world able to see what's going on. This is disgusting. It's disgusting what's going on. Hey, Pat, you're going to have a lot to talk about over the next 2 days. Thanks for filling in. I appreciate it. I'm going to get moved and get myself ready for Monday. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be listening tomorrow. I can just about promise you.
I'm excited. I can't wait to be there. And by the way, I'm on my way to Arizona to buy lottery tickets. So if I win the lottery, I'll pay off your house for you.
There you go. I love that. Hey, thanks, Pat. Thanks. You have a good one. We'll talk again soon.
You got it, my friend. Take care.
There you go. Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group. He is also the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Spend a special evening at the Sherwood South Point with the Folk Legacy Trio, a special two-day engagement. All that wonderful folk music from the past brought forward to the present. July 29th and 30th. Tickets at the showroom, online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone, 702-797-8055. The Folk Legacy Trio at the South Point.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NML. S64367.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you.
But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the mountains of Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Utah.
The deserts of Arizona and Nevada. The Pacific coasts of Washington, Oregon, and California.
To the wilderness of Alaska and islands of Hawaii and Guam.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference.
Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip.
For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfire.